Hi, welcome to another episode of Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and I'm very excited today to have a guest on the show, Cameron McCall. And we are 5 episodes into this show, and I've got my first guest. So welcome, Cameron.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Today's topic is Perf Watson, and that's why I invited Cameron on, because he's an expert on the subject, and he's going to tell us all about Perf Watson and the Perf Watson extension, why it was created, why you want to use it, and what we get out of it. So, Cameron, why don't you introduce yourself first, and then we'll get to it.
Yeah, well, as you say, my name's Cameron McCall, and I've been at Microsoft for too many years to count, I think like 95 or something like that. I work in the Visual Studio team on a team called the VSOS team. We call it the sort of fundamentals or operating system side of Visual Studio. Our job is to improve things like performance, memory, utilization, of which I realize that lots of customers are very keen for us to fix.
Yes.
So we're certainly working hard, and Perf Watson is one of the things that we've been working on.
So what is Perf Watson? Why was it invented?
Yeah, so it came about at the beginning of Dev, or what we call internally is Dev 11, this current product cycle. We've heard a lot of the feedback from people that performance is a big issue, particularly responsiveness. We got a lot of complaints that the IDE, you know, simple operations that you undertake in the IDE take a really long time, and you can't interact with the IDE during that time. And I got together a series of, I set up a series of meetings with a bunch of architects, and we discussed various ways that we could go about fixing responsiveness issues inside Visual Studio. And although we came up with lots of great ideas, of which we've actually started work on some, the one thing that came out was that we really didn't have good telemetry on exactly what the responsiveness issues were. We all had our opinions. We all, you know, ask 1,000 people, you'll get 1,000 answers, and everyone had their favorite hot topics on what was the most egregious issues to fix. But we really didn't have the big picture, and that was the goal behind Perf Watson. So the idea with Perf Watson is, essentially, we are tracking whenever the UI or what we call the main thread in Visual Studio is not pumping messages. And whenever we catch it not doing that for more than 2 seconds, mm-hmm. we want to know what it was doing, and that's the idea behind what you're going to see in the demo.
So is that built into the product? Does the product do that automatically?
So for Dev 10 SP1,
Visual Studio 2010.
Sorry, yes, I should give it the correct outside name. We've released an extension that came out right at the same time that SP1 shipped, and
okay.
you can get that from the Visual Studio Gallery. We can show that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
And for our next release, we plan to have that baked into the product, so you won't have to install any extension. It'll just be collecting this telemetry.
Okay, so if customers download the extension, install it into Visual Studio 2010 SP1, Pro and above, or all versions?
It's everything except for the Express SKUs.
Okay.
The Express SKUs don't support installing extensions.
Right.
So.
Okay.
So all the normal SKUs would just work.
Okay.
And as soon as you install it, you really shouldn't see any difference in your operation of the product. But behind the scenes, we're collecting data, which we're using through your Windows Error Reporting Service.
Mm-hmm.
We're using that to send the data back to Microsoft, just
Great.
Like you would if you got a regular crash.
So customers use this, it reports, and then sends us the data.
Yep.
Great, let's see a demo.
All right, so I have a machine here. All right, so you can see here that we've actually got 2 extensions on here. One is the main Visual Studio Perf Watson
uh-huh.
extension itself. But because the extension doesn't actually show any UI, we released a further extension. Actually, one of my co-workers, Paul Harrington, released an extension that actually visualizes what the Perf Watson code is actually doing behind the scenes. So if you install these 2 extensions on your product, this is what you'll see. So let's just fire up Visual Studio. And the first thing you notice different is there's a little animated graph, which isn't doing much right now because actually Visual Studio is not doing much.
I saw there were some green.
There's a little blip there, yes. And what will happen is as I do things inside Visual Studio, you'll see that guy starting to go up and down. What it's telling you is the period of time between the last time that the Visual Studio UI thread pumped a message.
Okay.
So the higher the number, that's getting close to being bad, because that means the more you're going to notice a responsiveness issue
mm-hmm.
in the product. So as a simple example, we all know that Solution Open takes a long time,
right.
and you can't do anything during Solution Open. And here's an example of it. You can see now it's tracking the how long we've been delayed. And you notice there, when it got to 2 seconds, it went red.
Right, and kind of paused.
That's our magic threshold.
Okay.
2 seconds, Perf Watson kicked in and collected a little bit of information and then let the process continue. 2 seconds we picked as a threshold, at the point that we felt that, you know, we really shouldn't have any delays beyond 2 seconds. Ideally, okay, we'd like to go below that, but it was a good starting point.
Yeah.
So you can see here it's tracking that we're actually doing stuff in the background, and it's, you know, usually in tens of milliseconds,
okay,
of delay. When it gets to 2 seconds, goes red, that's when Perf Watson kicks
right
in.
So, I mean, we know that solutions have traditionally taken a long time, or relatively long time, and obviously the bigger the solution, the longer,
sure,
the time it will take. What about some of the other things in the product?
Yeah, well, it turns out there's a lot of things
in the product.
Not
that I know any off the top of my head, of course.
But one I can show you just off the top of my head here, if you happen to click on, I'll probably get in trouble from the team that owns this dialogue, but
hey,
you see that just bringing up that dialogue,
okay,
took a couple of seconds.
Right.
And we'd like to fix that, make the dialogue instantaneous. The point is that anything you do in the product that takes more than 2 seconds of blocking the UI thread, we'll track that. We'll
right
find out who was doing that, and we basically what we're looking for is the call stack of what the UI thread was doing. So we're effectively going to blame whoever was on the call stack at that
right
point. You know, it's your fault that you're not letting the UI thread be responsive.
Right. So obviously we use this internally, but the cool thing is that if customers download this and use
yep
it, then we will be... We'll learn right about things happening in the product that we don't necessarily know about.
And to that point, when we first built this system, we did it internally, and we've been doing it for several months, in fact, almost a year. And one of the big questions that came out was, okay, we got a lot of data from internal mm-hmm users, and we see what we do with the product, but how well does that reflect the responsiveness issues that our customers get?
Right.
And that was the motivation for then releasing the extension. And we wanted it in SP1 so that we had enough time to validate the data from external customers,
mm-hmm,
you know, with the next product cycle, so that we can actually have targeted the right
right
fixes. And that's what we've been doing. The extension's been out now over a month now, at least, and we've got thousands and thousands of hits. And I'm really pleased to report...
Is that good or bad?
Well, it's certainly bad in terms of we've got lots of work cut out for us, but it's actually good in that quantity of data allowed us to make a fairly safe correlation with the data that we have internally.
Okay.
And I'm really pleased to say that over 50% of all the hits that we've had externally are issues that we've already tracked and are fixing
mm-hmm
in the next product cycle.
That's good.
So there's a very good overlap between what our customers are doing with the product
right
and what we're doing
but
internally.
Then we also learned about a bunch of things that we didn't necessarily
right
know about.
And so obviously we're going to focus more on the issues that are externally reported that we're not currently
mm-hmm
tracking, because obviously, you know, that's not on our list at the moment, and that's potentially an oversight.
Right. So exactly what is... So we understand now what the tool does. You just install it, and then you just go about your business.
Go about your business, and
it collects data.
Yep.
What kind of data is it collecting?
Yeah, so let's take a look at what happens in the back
yeah
end. Well, let me give you a little explanation of what it's actually doing, right? When that two-second threshold is hit, the way Perf Watson works is we're actually detouring some of the Windows APIs that represent pumping of messages. So, you know, peak message and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically the 2 seconds is basically measured from how long it's been since we last called one of these functions. When we hit that 2 second threshold, we immediately suspend the UI thread, and then we call out to another process that's part of the extension. And that process then calls the debug APIs to essentially collect a mini dump of the whole Visual Studio process. And so what that looks like, you can see here, this is one of our internal shares. When the customer gets a Perf Watson hit, the file gets written to their local disk. And like I said, it goes through
okay
the Windows Error Reporting Service and eventually makes its way to our server. And it actually makes its way onto one of these servers. And for example, here you've got these folders represent up to 1,000 hits per folder for this day.
So of things that came in
either internally
okay
or externally, they're all collected here. And an example, if I open up one of these folders, you'll see that all we keep in here are two files per Watson hit or Perf Watson hit. One is just the crash dump file itself, which is just a regular, anyone could collect that with the Windows debugging tools. And the other is this little notepad. I've got a little example here. And it's just very basic information about what happened in the delay. We not only did we suspend the UI thread at the point when the 2 second threshold occurred,
mm-hmm,
we then, after collecting the mini dump, we then resume and monitor how long it takes for us to finally become responsive.
Ah, all right.
And we consider that time to be the, we're charging that call stack for the whole delay, which, you know, isn't necessarily
accurate, I was actually going to ask that, because there's a difference between something that takes 2 seconds and something that takes 3.8 seconds.
Yep.
So if you're just saying, all right, 2 seconds went by, let's report.
Yep.
Another 2 seconds went by, let's report. Is that two-second delays,
Is
it a 3.8 second delay?
Kind
of need to know that, right?
Yeah, if between that time there were any messages pumped, then there'll be separate delays.
Okay.
So we reset the timer every time we dispatched a message. So in this example here, this was a 3.5 second delay. We collected the call stack at 2 seconds, but we didn't pump again until 3.5 seconds.
Got it.
Total. So we track how long that took. This particular one shows that we actually collected this from the extension, because it says external.
So we're not collecting any personal information.
No, we don't know who this came from. We do know what version of the product they had.
Right.
As you can see here, it shows quite clearly it's SP1 Visual Studio. But no, we don't have any way to track back to the customer themselves.
Do we collect things like what computer they're on, processor, amount of memory they have?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
We have toyed with collecting statistics like that to give us a better correlation between certain delays and maybe certain hardware.
Mm-hmm.
But right at the moment, we don't have that information.
So
basic information in here tells us, you know, what type of SKU you had, what the version, whether it was internal or external. Again, the computer name's lost if it's external.
Right.
We don't track that. And then we've got the dump file. We collect all the call stacks together and we merge them into one giant tree. So we can actually look at all the delays in Visual Studio all up from internal and external customers. And we have this website that I'd like to show you now of how we actually track the data.
Yeah, let's see.
This is, of course, the value add in Perf Watson. It's no good collecting all this data if we can't do anything
with
it.
And this is an internal site.
Internal site for now. We are talking about, I should mention before I forget, that we are talking about for third-party vendors who provide extensions to Visual Studio. It would be nice if we actually do have information on delays from those.
Uh-huh.
We're working on a way to try and make that information available to them so they can go see what problems are in their extension
and
improve their responsiveness.
Cool. And I also noticed on the gallery in the Q&A that some people were asking if we're going to share the results. Obviously, there's some stuff we don't want to share, but
it's still
like a high-level summary.
I don't know that I can give any good answers to that right now. We would like to.
It's something we'll look into.
Yeah, we still need to figure out how we would go about doing that.
It'd be nice to have maybe a blog post at a high level. What did we learn without having to?
Yes, I think that's definitely coming. And in fact, you'll get a little bit of that from the information I'm about to show. You'll be able to see some of the things that we're tracking. But yes, we'll do a more official, these were the top issues, and here's what we did about it in the next product cycle. So the first thing I'll show you here, this is a fabulous website. I'm going to give a shout out to Phil Price, is a co-worker of mine who built this. It's a ground up using Silverlight, backed by our SQL database, and it's an absolutely fantastic website. When I wrote the first version of it, and it was a bit kludgy at best, but the performance and the ability for teams across our entire division to go and mine their own data and find their responsiveness issues is what's really made Perf Watson such a success for us. So this is a great overview to start off with. This gives you all the queries that we've ever logged from all the Perf Watson data.
Mm-hmm.
So if you imagine all those call stacks,
right.
We pull out certain interesting queries. Solution Open happens to be the top of the list there with over. What this tells us here is that we've got over 500,000 individual Perf Watson hits on Solution Open. That's mixed between the internal and external data,
right.
Telling us how many unique users. Represent that data, and then the average delay in seconds. And so these numbers, ideally if we succeed with Perf Watson, there shouldn't be any delays in the second range at all. We should be down in the millisecond range at best, or at worst. The truth is, though, we've got a lot of work cut out for us. This particular report is enormous. It goes on forever. I'd also point out that you can see here that we do have the status of whether we've logged bugs against these things, or whether we fixed these bugs, and you see already that for some of the top issues, one of the things I can do with this report is I can remove all the groupings and sort by just the hits in descending order, and you see that for most of these, we're trying to get bugs logged straight away for these guys, and then actually fix these bugs, and you can see that we're working our way down this list. And this gives you a clue by the name of some of the top issues that are showing up, right? We've got the F5 is our launching the debugger, and right. opening a solution or project command, and updating WPF layouts and so forth.
Right.
These are the things that we would then work with the appropriate team to figure out how to make the scenario better.
Right, that's
now,
great.
If I take our favorite one, Solution Open, here's what we actually did with the data, right? What this actually looks like is you get this, I guess in this resolution you're not going to see too much of the call stack, which is a bit unfortunate. Let me see if I can...
Can you zoom in on it?
Yeah, I guess. Well, that won't give us any more display.
Okay.
I can certainly try and zoom in here. This might make it a little bit better. Oh, that makes it even worse, right? Because now I can't show the bottom. Okay, so maybe we've got to work on our low-resolution viewing of the web page. But the point is that this call stack here is basically the aggregated view of all the call stacks that we had. And we break this down by internal users. And over here, we can see the same call stack reported for our external users. So that's how we can compare and see if we're seeing the right delays or the same delays. And you can work your way down through this call stack. And you can then, from here, we can then go and create subqueries and drill into and find, you know, the unique issues that we want to go and fix. We can also see on here a history of any of these delays or of these perfwatson hits. And so as we hopefully fix these in our branches, we can look in the branch history and see that, you know, hopefully the responsiveness issues taper off and go to zero.
And you can also test for regressions.
Indeed, yeah,
right,
that's
worse.
Exactly. If we spike back up again, then we know we've got a problem. I apologize for the, I didn't test this on, one thing I can do is actually, if I press F11, it'll get a little bit bigger.
There you go.
So yeah, this lets us see the build numbers for each of our, and this is our main branch, or our top level branch, and we can see, actually it's very interesting that, I don't know why we're not getting any hits on these later drops, because we haven't actually yet fixed solution open, so... But this gives you the general idea that we can track all this information coming in, we can make all these queries, we can log bugs against these queries, and then teams go off and fix them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your basic overview.
So the other extension, so this is what we do with the data.
Internally, yes.
Internally.
Yes.
And it's extremely useful data, and it's going to help us make a much better product.
Yep.
What's the second extension do?
The second extension is merely a visualizer of the delays. So that's this business down here. It's a little... The reason this works is some astute people might be thinking to themselves, how is it that this can update if I said the UI thread is not pumping messages? And in fact, the status bar in Visual Studio actually runs on its own thread.
Okay.
And so it can keep updating while the UI thread might not be responsive. And so that's the point of this extension, is we put this little animated graph in here that really reads the values that are being tracked in the perfwatson service.
So that's the monitor extension.
Exactly.
So if you just install perfwatson,
you
get
that.
The behind-the-scenes stuff.
Right.
You install the monitor, and you get the graphic
a lot
in the lower
of people
right.
install the extension and then immediately started asking, well, what's it doing?
Yeah, how do I know it's doing anything?
Working, right. And I will tell you a little funny story that we used in when I wrote the first version of perfwatson, we used to have a little status bar or a notification tray bubble that would pop up. And it would pop up every time we hit the 2-second delay. And because the delay would then potentially go beyond the 2 seconds, maybe it was a 5-second delay, the bubble would remain. And people would assume that the bubble meant that perfwatson itself was causing a hang in the IDE. And it was a sort of like, you know, they saw the bubble, they just associated that with the delay. The truth is we should mention that the time it takes for perfwatson typically to take its the mini dump is usually up to about half a second.
Okay.
Now you've already suffered a 2-second delay.
Right.
We're charging.
What's another half second?
We're making you pay another half second. Plus, you're then going to pay for whatever else delay was originally there.
Right.
So it's a fixed cost of usually up to about half a second per per delay. So we took away the bubble because we felt that was distracting, and so. When we released the extension for SP1, people started asking, okay, well, but I still want to know that it's working, and this is our answer to that.
So now, when does it actually send data?
Right, so the next time you start Visual Studio, I can't show you this here because this is connected to the CorpNet, and because of that, it uploads its data straight away. But the data,
so as soon as it happens?
Internally at Microsoft, it does it straight away, just because we're internal. Externally, if I show you, I can actually do a little demo here of, if I go to my user's app data, So the, where if people want to see the behind the scenes, they go to their app data directory, and if they go to, I think it's Microsoft First Visual Studio 10. Oh, I was wrong. It was the one at the top then. So it's this PerfWatson one here. So now these are a couple that actually got left behind on my machine. So what I'll do is I'll get rid of these two, and then let's invoke another delay. Let's just do the, I'll do a closed solution and see if any of them show up here. There. So you see there those files appeared, and then they magically disappeared off my machine. But that's because I'm internal. Had they been, had it been an external machine, then these files would remain in this directory. Right. The next time you start Visual Studio, we go to check that directory, and we package up all of the dump files together. Mm-hmm. And then, depending on your settings, if you have the automatically upload setting for Windows Error Reporting, you won't even see any dialogue. It'll just transmit the data on the next start of the IDE. If, however, you've got the normal setting is you get the dialogue that will come up and say, you know, we've collected this data, do you want to send it to Microsoft? And so long as they say yes to that, then it'll upload the data to us and we'll take it from there.
Okay, so are these dump files fairly large? Do they take a long time to go? They're pretty small?
They're usually about 1 to 2 meg. We take a look here, you can see. Yeah, there's one that's 3.5, but you know, they're a couple of meg in size.
So. Okay, so there's a half second delay to use it, there's another small delay to send the data, but the point is that's a relatively small price to pay to help us understand what's going on in the product, to help us make
a better product. Encourage people to keep it on at least for a while.
Right.
We're actually, the nice thing is that we're getting enough data that's matching our internal data that there'll probably come a point where we don't need people to run the extension for SP1.
Okay.
Just because we'll have enough quantity to confirm the top issues. But right now, if we can get people to keep running the extension, that would be awesome because we're getting tons of data every day. Our system prior to releasing the extension was handling about 40 to 50,000 perfwatson hits internally every day. And externally, we're nowhere near that number yet.
Right.
But we'd like to sort of push that up.
Are we seeing a lot of things that we didn't already know?
No. Surprisingly not. Most of the issues that are coming in, we can look at our internal data and match it up quite nicely.
Okay.
So that's actually been quite encouraging that the things we've been working on all this time are hopefully going to be the things that customers are going to
notice.
And
then Visual Studio vNext, the official code name.
Yes,
the next version of the product.
Yes.
We'll have this built in.
Yes.
So it will automatically be doing it. And then you could turn it on or turn it off.
We haven't quite
presumably
figured out the design of that yet.
Right. But obviously in the beta, in the early releases, you'd certainly want it on.
Yeah, yeah. We're definitely shooting to do that.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go.
Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being my first guest.
Yeah, it's great.
So get the tool, download it, let us know what your Visual Studio is doing, and we'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.